Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we welcome you back to another beautiful silsila, another beautiful episode of the silsila discourses of Attar. At the beginning of the silsila, as always, we give the encouragement, as our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah Tamad Barakatuhu al-Aliyah does, to make as many good intentions as you possibly can to listen to the silsila, to listen to this darsu bayan for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. To note down the important points, to try to practice upon them, implement them in our lives, to encourage them to our children, our spouses, our family, our friends, our society. The more good intentions you make, inshaAllah ta'ala, the more benefits and rewards you will receive, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. There are countless benefits and blessings for that person who recite salawat, durood and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance. It is recorded in a beautiful hadith, summary of which is our beloved master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, that person who recites durood or salat upon me 1000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, increase in your recitation as much as you can. Instead of gossiping or useless speech, use that time to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salawat. We will inshallah ta'ala with good intentions see those rewards in the dunya inshallah, in the qabr and the hereafter. Shaykh Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah ta'ala alayh has mentioned that the sahaba kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would feed others on behalf of the deceased Muslims up to 7 days. Subhanallah. When Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his mother passed away, then he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu presented himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he asked, he said, my mother has died in my absence. If I donate something in charity on her behalf, will it benefit her? He asked. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. The companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then said, so, I testify, making you a witness, that I donate my garden in charity on her behalf. Subhanallah. Therefore, it became evident that conveying thawab and reward by feeding meals and by example, donating a garden, that is money which is permissible to donate on behalf of others. In fact, spending money in this way is a form of conveying thawab, the intention of conveying thawab and reward to deceased Muslims or to other Muslims. Our master Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, having cooked the meals and donating them as charity on behalf of deceased Muslims is undoubtedly permissible and commendable. And doing Fatiha on such meals for the purpose of conveying thawab and reward is another commendable act. Combining these two good acts is nothing but an increase in goodness. For every Muslim, it is indeed commendable that whatsoever good deeds he performs, he should convey their thawab, their reward, to all the preceding and succeeding Muslims, whether dead or alive. That is, starting from Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam to all the Muslims that will come to the judgment day, or before the judgment day will dawn upon us. The thawab and reward will reach every Muslim, and the one conveying the thawab will be rewarded with the thawab and reward equivalent to that of all those Muslims. Subhanallah. The act of conveying thawab, isan thawab, should be done with good intentions rather than out of ostentation and showing off, or for the sake of earning the praises of the people. Otherwise, it will not bear any thawab, it will not bear any reward, and obviously conveying of the thawab will be meaningless. And in such cases, when the thawab has not become due, then how can it be conveyed to the deceased? So check our intentions only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now perhaps an evil whisper, a satanic whispering, waswasa, may enter the heart or the mind, that it is said that the 22nd of Rajab al-Murajab is not the death anniversary of Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In fact, he passed away on the 15th of Rajab al-Murajab. Therefore, whatever Isan al-Thawab is done should not be arranged on the 22nd of Rajab al-Murajab. Okay, let us assume that there is some contradiction. Just for a moment, let us assume this. That there is some contradiction in the date of demise of Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. But since it is a long-standing and long-lasting tradition amongst the Muslims to arrange for Isan al-Thawab for him on the 22nd of Rajab al-Murajab, and since Isan al-Thawab is definitely permissible whenever it is done throughout the year, therefore declaring Isan al-Thawab is impermissible, not allowed, is a false blame on the Sharia, on the Islamic sacred law. Such false accusers should recite the verse of the glorious Quran, verse 87 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, and take heed to the command of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, where it is stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين.
O people who believe, translation from Kanzul Iman, O people who believe, do not forbid the pure things which Allah has made lawful for you, and do not cross the limits. Indeed, Allah dislikes the transgressors. Another evil whisper may enter the heart. Waswasa, evil whisper of Shaitan, Satan the cursed one, may enter the heart that why has the 3rd and the 40th day after death, or the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Nur, or the 11th of Rabi'ul Ghawth, etc., why have these been fixed for Isa al-Thawab? Well, as per the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, it is neither essential to fix a time or duration for Isan al-Thawab, for conveying thawab to others. Nor is there any harm in fixing the time for conveying thawab to fellow Muslims. The fixing of days is of two kinds. One is Shar'i and one is Urfi, which is customary. Shar'i fixing of date is where the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, has specified the time for doing something such as the sacrifice of animals, Eid al-Adha, or the Hajj pilgrimage, etc. And Urfi, or customary fixing of dates, when the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, has not specified any time,
But people have fixed a time because for the sake of convenience, or for the sake of remembrance, or for some other kind of benefit. For example, in these times, the fixing of the time of congregational salah, then salah with jama'ah in the masajid, is customary, because in the past era, in the past, there was no such time for fixing. Now the congregational salah, the salah with jama'ah, in the past was offered whenever people got together, whenever people congregated. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam himself fixed the time for several things, and similar practices of fixing the time can be seen in the lives of the Sahaba Kiram, the companions alayhim ridwan, and the saints of Islam. For example, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam fixed the annual visit to the holy shrines of the Shuhada and the martyrs of Uhud in the last part of the year. Furthermore, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam used to visit Masjid al-Quba on Saturdays. The morning and evening time was set for religious counseling by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu fixed the day of Thursday for delivering bayans and sermons. And the scholars of Islam have fixed the day of Wednesday for the commencement of new lessons. In this way, there are many other examples that can be cited. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadiri Razwi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyya has mentioned in one of his letters that he says, having whirled around the Holy Kaaba, having kissed the grand green dome laden with the blessings of those who observe fast in Rajab, Sha'ban and Ramadan, my salam is towards all Islamic brothers, all Islamic sisters, teachers and students of Madrasatul Madina and Jami'atul Madina. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Damad Barakatuhum al-Aliyya says, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the delightful days are once again upon us. The holy month of Rajabul Murajab is about to start. The seed of worship is sowed in this month. It is watered with the tears of repentance and tawbah in Sha'banul Mu'addam, and the crop of blessings is harvested in the blessed month of Ramadanul Mubarak. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O those of you who value the blessed month of Rajabul Murajab, be ready to observe fast in all the days, if possible, or all the days of the three consecutive months, or as many days as is possible for you, provided that it does not affect your teaching or learning or your employment performance. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Damad Barakatuhum al-Aliyya advises us. Also, nafil fast, optional fast, should be avoided if parents do not allow one to do so. Apply the Qufle Medina, the Qufle Medina lock, which is a spiritual lock of Medina, by eating less at the time of Sahni and Iftar. May the blossoming of fast prevail in every home and in all my Jami'atul Medina, our Shaykh al-Tariqat says, in all my Jami'atul Medina and Madarisatul Medina. So let us start observing the fast from the very first day of Rajabul Murajab. Shaykh al-Tariqat further continues that, what a great excellence the fast of the first 3 days of Rajabul Murajab has. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated, the fast of the first day of Rajab is forgiveness for 3 years. The fast of the second day is forgiveness for 2 years. The fast of the third day is forgiveness for 1 year. And then the fast of each remaining day is forgiveness for 1 month. Subhanallah. Optional fasts bring wonderful blessings for us. In this regard, there are two blessed hadith that have stated, Sayyidatuna Umm Ummara radiyallahu ta'ala anha has reported, the Prophet of creation, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, visited my home and I served him some food. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said to me, you eat also. I replied that I am observing fast. The Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, as long as the food is eaten in front of one observing fast, the angels keep on continue asking forgiveness for that person. Subhanallah. Once Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he came in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was having breakfast. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Bilal, have breakfast. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I am observing fast. The great Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then said, we are eating our sustenance while Bilal's sustenance is increasing in Jannah. Subhanallah. Further he says, O Bilal, are you aware of the fact that as long as the food is eaten in front of a person who is observing fast, his bones continue to glorify Allah and the angels make dua for him. Subhanallah. The famous and renowned commentator of the glorious Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi, stated, it is obvious from this that if a guest arrives, whilst you are taking food, asking him to eat is a sunnah. But this offer should be from the core of the heart of that person. And the guest should not tell a lie, saying that he has no desire to eat. Instead, if the guest observes that there is less food, or if he does not feel any desire to eat, then he should say, Barakallah. It was also revealed that one need not conceal his good deeds from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Instead, these should be revealed so that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam bears witness for these good deeds. This revealing does not fall in the category of showing off, riya or ostentation. Whatever was said, having heard about Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's fast, has been explained as, we are eating our today's rizq and sustenance here, where Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will receive his sustenance in lieu of this in paradise in Jannah, and that recompense will be better in quality and more in quantity. However, this hadith conveys a clear message also, that certainly every bone and joint and even every fiber of the body of the person observing fast glorifies Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal at that time, of which that person is unaware, but the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam listens to it. Subhanallah. Even if you have studied earlier, then read the books by Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, Return of the Shroud, which details many benefits and blessings of the bliss month of Rajab al-Murajjab. Try to also obtain and read the beautiful Risala and booklet, The Month of My Prophet, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If possible, we are encouraged to go through the chapter of the blessings of Ramadan from Fizani Sunnah every year, especially in the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'addam. If it is possible, try to distribute. Our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damdur Qadum Aliyah encourages us. Try to distribute 127 or 27 booklets in relation to the 27th of Rajab al-Murajjab, that is, the festival of Mi'raj al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or distribute blessings of Ramadan according to your capacity to earn immense rewards, inshallah ta'ala. It is further requested, our Bapa Jan requests that all Islamic brothers are requested, and also to teachers, administrators, students of Jamiatul Madina and Madarisul Madina, that Bapa Jan says, whilst I am alive and even after my demise, please take effective part in collecting zakah, fitrah, the skins of sacrificed animals, and collecting other such donations. Bapa Jan says, Islamic sisters should convince other Islamic sisters and their family members for donations. Bapa Jan says, I swear by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, I feel very happy when I hear of those teachers and students who forego departure to their villages or to their cities and they spend the whole month of Ramadan al-Mubarak in the Jami'ah, complying their majlis by bearing the responsibility of collecting donations. However, those teachers and students who show lack of interest but out of negligence or laziness, they make my heart weep. Those Islamic brothers or Islamic sisters who want to collect donations, it is fard, compulsory for them to learn the required rulings regarding donations. It is emphasized for everyone to obtain and to read the risala or the booklet on the questions and answers regarding charity, consisting of 107 pages and published by Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawat Islami. Our Bapa Jan makes dua that Allah Azza wa Jal, those lovers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who collect donations in Ramadan al-Mubarak and the skins of sacrificed animals on Eid al-Adha, make my heart happy. You Azza wa Jal, stay happy with them forever, and for their sake be pleased with me forever. Those Islamic brothers and sisters, when there is no valid exception, who observe fast for 3 months every year and read or listen to the books Return of the Shroud in Jumadul Ukhra, the month of my Prophet in Rajabul Murajab, and the blessings of Ramadan completely in Sha'banul Mu'azzam, Bapa Jan says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, bestow me and them with your blessings in this worldly life as well as in the afterlife. Forgive us without any accountability and gather us in the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Furthermore, we are encouraged to partake in the Ijtima'i Dhikr al-Naat, which is organized by Dawud Islami on the 27th of Rajab al-Murajab in relation to the occasion of Mi'raj al-Nabi Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In addition, observe the fast of the 27th of Rajab al-Murajab and become deserving to the thawab and the reward for fast of 60 months. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed, the blessed month of Rajab al-Murajab has many, many benefits for those who are wise, for those who invest in this month for the akhirah, for the hereafter, the afterlife. The more good deeds we do, not only in Rajab, but the blessed month of Rajab has its own rewards. And we should try our level best to practice whatever we have learnt from this dars, from this silsila, this episode, and also try to encourage others. The more we encourage others, those who practice, inshallah ta'ala, we will gain much more thawab and rewards. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability of understanding His blessed deen. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the enthusiasm to invest in our akhirah by doing as many, many good deeds as we possibly can, with the intention to please Allah Azza wa Jal, with the intention to please Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah. Attar is my guide, my murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. the leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.